Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He'll rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
About 450 years ago, in France, there was a young man who suffered a very difficult state of desolation. And he was convinced that he was damned. No matter what he did, he really couldn't get out of that state. He just believed that he was not going to be saved and that God's mercy was beyond him. So he spent long periods of prayer. He lost his appetite, lost a lot of weight, he couldn't sleep. Till one day, he was walking down the streets of Paris, because he was a Frenchman, and entered into a church, which in French is called Notre Dame de la Victoire. Spanish is called La Victoria. There's a church in Compton and East LA where I have done missions with that name. So he entered into the church in this state of near despair, and there was a beautiful statue of the Blessed Mother there. And he knelt down in front of the statue, and with tears in his eyes, he started to pray a prayer that was written by another Frenchman about 600 years earlier. The name of the prayer was the Memorare, written by Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Upon finishing that prayer, it's like a cloud of mist, a dense cloud of desolation disappeared. Once again, he could breathe. And he experienced incredible joy. And whenever he was tempted to give in to desolation, he'd always pray the Memorare. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known. Some of you know the prayer. So ever tempted to give in to despair, he would always pray that. He got through the rough times, was ordained a priest, and he was sent to Chablais, which is Switzerland, which was the stronghold of Calvinism. When he arrived, there was about 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. When he left after about 3 years, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. I don't know if you picked up the math there, but basically the whole stronghold of Calvinism was converted because of this one man who, before becoming a priest, was a professional lawyer. He was ordained a bishop when he was in the early 30s and died when he was about 6 years younger than me, not too old. And he wrote, according to some, the greatest treatise ever written on love in the Catholic Church, and a classic that most of you have read. The classic is called The Treatise on Love, and he wrote another book called The Introduction to the Devout Life. The name of this man is Saint Francis de Sales. Now, why do I tell this story on this feast day of the Immaculate Conception? Because Mary saved him. He was a lost soul. Mary saved him. Now, I don't know your relationship to the Blessed Mother. I think we all have a different one. I think all of you have devotion to Mary, do you? If you don't, this is the day to get it. You don't? You know, cash in today. Today, of all the days of the year, is the day in which you should have devotion to Mary or go deeper in it. Well, I will tell you a certain dimension of Marian devotion which probably you've really never understood is this. Bring your tears to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You hear me? Bring your tears to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We've got mothers here. All of you have had the experience where your little child was afraid, 2 years old, 3 years old, and just ran and just launched herself into your arms, right? It's happened to all of you mothers here. And after consoling and comforting that child for 4-5 minutes, the child went jumping and leaping and riding her bicycle, whatever. It was just maybe a little hug, a little embrace, maybe a kiss on the forehead. It's okay, honey. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Why don't we do that with Mary? Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you can't enter the kingdom. You have to be little to be great. We have to be little. The smaller we are, the greater we are, because we're humble. Second story. There was a man from Europe, his name was Hermann, who had very serious health problems. He had it. His name is basically, they know him as the cripple. Herman the cripple. And he became a religious in a religious congregation. And even though his body was very weak, this man would be considered a genius as a poet, as a writer, because someone can be weak physically, but he still could have a very keen mind, like John Paul II. From 2000 up to 2005, John Paul II was weak, but his mind was still very alert, almost until the end. Same thing with Saint Ildefonso Liguori, Teresa of Avila. But when he was almost in the state of Francis de Sales, he was in a state of near despair. The Blessed Mother appeared to him. She said this, "Pray to me using these words, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary." I think most of you are shocked to learn the origin of the Hail Holy Queen. None of you ever heard that before. Now you have. So two of these saints, Francis Sales, Blessed Herman the Cripple, you don't probably know too much about him. He's a very hidden saint. They're great saints because they understood their misery. I repeat, they're great saints, not because they felt they were great, but because they felt their misery and they were small like little children. That's why when the Blessed Mother appears, she doesn't appear to those who have a double doctorate from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Oxford, and Cambridge, or the Sorbonne. No. Who does she appear to? Juan Dieguito, right? Bernadette Soubirous. You ever hear of her? Saint Bernadette? She couldn't even pass her catechism test. Go see the movie, The Song of Bernadette. She couldn't even pass her catechism test. The children of Fatima. Did you know the two of them were illiterate? They never learned how to read and write. And the two of the greatest saints in the modern church. Why? Because they were little. And they recognized that they totally depended upon God and the Blessed Mother. So until we become little like little children, until we recognize our misery, our brokenness, our sinfulness, we're never going to find our refuge in the heart of Mary. So we think only we go to Mary with our great things. We got to bring to Mary our misery. That's why the word misericordia, what does that mean, misericordia? Misericordia. What does it mean? Miseria means misery, cordia means heart. The misery of the human condition is embraced by the loving heart of God. That's what misericordia means. So I've given you a twist of a different way in which we can approach Mary. Mary is not the mother simply of the great saints, but Mary is the mother of the most miserable sinners. And some of us can be pretty miserable at times, right? We can be pretty darn miserable. That's when Mary loves us most. So when you go through tough times, pray the Memorare. Pray that beautiful prayer of Blessed Herman the Cripple. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Amen.